John, J-O-N, Holstein, H-O-L-S-T-E-I-N, 111890. Mr. Holstein is a 34-year-old gentleman who was seen by Dr. Pyatt on or before 7-14-2025 with testicular pain, slight hematuria. Patient was given Flomax, was sent home with BPH, is here now today for further evaluation period. He still continues to have pain over the epididymis. He's a pipeline worker. He's been married 18 years, has 3 children, period. He does drink. He does smoke rather heavily that we talked about today. Allergy, none, family history, positive for hypertension, diabetes, lung cancer, and breast cancer in mom and dad. In dad and mom, respectively. Medication Flomax 0.4 was given on the 14th of this month to help with the pain till he saw us back today for reevaluation. Medical problems, hypergonadism, his testosterone level is 140 and has been low for some time. Surgery, no recent surgery, allergy, none. Review of system, testicular pain, gastroesophageal reflux type symptoms, ETOH abuse. Talked about the smoking abuse, we talked about that, leg pain, arm pain, dizziness, and increased cholesterol, triglycerides, and low testosterone level that was noted on the blood work 7-14-2025. Vitals, 198 pounds, 97.9, 98, 18, 87, 137 over 81. Patient's blood pressure usually much higher at home because of ETOH use. His weight down a few pounds from last year. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, rigidity, skin shows, no eye shore, mucosal, and vision, logical, non-focal, slight pain over the right testicle, noted. Number 1, epididymitis, right, greater than left. Number 2, the ultrasound reveals a slight fluid around the epididymis on the right side. Number 4, BPH. Number 5, blood pressure elevation. Number 6, lisinopril 10 milligram once a day. Number 7, testosterone 200 milligram per cc, 1 cc every 3 weeks. Next number, PSA is up to date. Next number, must give blood. We talked about this at length. Next number's last PSA was 0.3. Next number, he's had low testosterone in the past, so we did not have to recheck it. Next number's leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. Next number's no STDs were done last week. We're just going to go ahead and treat him with Rocephin for epididymitis and doxycycline. That would treat all STDs, just about any STDs. Next number, he has not had any issues with having sex outside of his marriage. Next number, urinalysis showed trace lice blood. Next number, recheck this in 2 weeks. Next number, his wife is going to give him the injections of testosterone every 3 weeks. Next number is check PSA. Next number is check CBC. Next number, continue with Flomax. Next number is mild BPH noted on the findings of ultrasound of the prostate. Next number is reevaluate in 3 months. Thank you.